Tens of thousands of Chadians who fled violence looked for safety in humanitarian camps like this one near the town Abache in Chad. They left everything behind, expecting to return home as soon as the fighting ended. Upon arrival, they each received a prayer mat, blanket, and kettle to hold water that became harder to get as more people squeezed into the camps. And for most, those are their only belongings. After months of living in a place they do not want to call home. 37-year-old Juma Abu fled violence earlier this year from the Chad village, Morena. Hundreds died in his village while trying to escape the fighting.
I saw men who had to leave their families, children who were left behind. I lost 20 people in my own family. I still do not know what happened to my father. My wife saw so much violence that she lost her mind and is now in the hospital. I am here with my children, waiting.
This nearby health tent is filled with Sudanese women. They are among hundreds of thousands of Sudanese who escaped an ethnic war that broke out in 2003. This 25-year-old mother has been at the camp for almost a year.
I was living at the border until Arab military attacked. I came here. My husband goes back and forth to Sudan because he has sick family there.
Her baby was born that morning. The girl did not yet have a name because the mother said only the father can name her when he comes back. Elsewhere in the camp, a boy attends Quranic school. He and about 50 other boys meet under this tent every day. 19-year-old Wani Kir started the classes a few months ago.
I used to go to Quranic school in Sudan until I had to come here with my uncle and father because of all the fighting.
Kir misses his school in Sudan, but for now, he says the new students keep him busy. Further south is a camp in Ghos Beda. Hundreds from the Chad village Bandala came here after it was burned down by fighters. Fatuma Sumain came here with her 5 children.
I will not go back to Bandala because I am still scared of the Janjaweed fighters. When they came, they took everything, even the trees we had planted. My favorite memories are those trees. I planted millet, peppers, mangoes. It's all gone.
Village chief Jibril Abaka Kamis had never lived outside of Bandala, but now he does not want to go back.
The attackers pointed their weapon at us and shot. We could not defend ourselves with only our bare hands. They burned down my village, moving from left to right. It is all gone.
As rebels and their governments try to agree on how to make peace, this mother and daughter, teacher and his students, father and children, chief and his villagers, simply wait. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Abache, Chad.